At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the stinking truth.
Here we go. Camps are opening.
Oh my God. Can you believe it's our
thank God.
Doesn't it feel
thank God.
When it goes away, you feel like it'll never come back, right? And now all of a sudden training camps are opening. We're here in Denver together. Yep. The Broncos show up to camp today across a nation. Hope springs eternal. The great thing, training camp. Like, this was always that day, the first day of training camp. And I know it's changed to some degree, right? Like my day where we used to beat the shit out of one another, and now it's just completely different. But I remember we used to be in Greeley, Colorado when I played for the Broncos, right? And we would leave the locker room, the whole offensive line, and you'd have your shoulder pads and your helmet, and you put your helmet through, you play JV football, so you probably never had this experience, but you put your helmet's face mask through the neck hole of the shoulder pads, and then you carry the whole thing as a package, you know, we'd go into the weight room, and in your helmet, you'd have all your hand tape, your wrist tape, and everything else, and then we would all sit there, and it would be quiet. And you'd be taping your fingers, you know, and then putting your gloves on, taping your wrists and doing all that stuff. And every year we would say the same thing. So it was me, it was Zimmerman, you know, Gary Zimmerman, the Hall of Famer, Tommy Nalen probably should be in the Hall of Fame, Brian Habib, you know, we would all start kind of our march out to the fields. And we'd always say, remember this feeling, boys, because you are never going to feel this good again for the rest of the year. Then you would just go proceed to beat the living piss out of one another twice a day. And it was just the way it worked. But the anxiety of going out that first practice, getting that first hit, doing all those things for the first time. And that's what these guys, to a lesser degree, because they practice once a day and it's mostly patty cake. But it's not what it once was, but it's still, the anxiety is still there. The commitment, you know, you have for the next 7 months, you know, the grind that it is, the way you beat your body up and all those things, man. It is like there's a special camaraderie that is born out of that, because you know there's only 1,500 people or so in the world that have that experience, that one, are gifted enough athletically to do it, and two, that have the balls to do it, and probably three, that are stupid enough to do it, right? And so you're a very small fraternity of men that have this common activity that you can lean into.
Well, Jerry Jones is a fraternity of one when it comes to being an NFL owner who also doubles as the team's general manager, and he got involved in the conversation surrounding Micah Parsons and whether or not a new deal is going to get done for Micah Parsons. And he was talking about the challenge of giving out long-term contracts, 4, 5, 6 years on these contracts. And he basically said, quote, even if they sign him, it doesn't mean they'll have him because he was hurt for 6 games last year. It ended up being 4, right? But you get the point.
Yeah.
He also said they made Dak Prescott the richest player in football, and he missed 2/3 of the year, almost like, you know, hey, you know, what's the value of necessarily signing these guys long term if they're just going to get hurt for me? J.J. Watt took to responding to this, as only J.J. Watt can. He said, quote, anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you.
Right. Like Jerry what? Jones, I don't know. I mean, did you see Brian Schottenheimer's face when Jerry Jones said it? He's just like, really, dude? Really? Like, don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Like, he looked at him like, really? Do we have to? And you know everybody within that organization is going, at what point can we just mute him? Like, at what point can we just say, because you know they all want to go, Jerry, it's time for you to quit addressing the media. It's time for you to quit having a radio show. It's time for you just to stop. Let us run the football operations. How about you just own the team? How about you just, like, shut up and own the team and quit saying stuff? Like this, you know, and I get that, you know, you could sit there and you could parse it out and say Jerry Jones was essentially saying, even if when you sign these guys to long term, it doesn't mean you're going to have them because of injury risks and the NFL and all those things. But the way he makes it sound, he just makes it sound, I'm begrudgingly giving you this contract. You don't really deserve it. I don't want to do it, but I'm forced to do it based on the bylaws of the NFL. And I'd rather just you not be here, or maybe I'll trade you. Who knows what's going on? And so ultimately, and I say this all the time, your own worst enemy is your owner, because your owner completely circumvents the authority that the head coach has and the organization has. So I think J.J. Watt's 100% right. Like, how would you feel if you're in that locker room and your owner basically saying, hey, here's the two best guys on my team, and I'm begrudgingly paying these guys, but I don't really want to? I mean, that's how you would read that. And I always say, like, the hierarchy of a football team, right? The owner has got to be, like, the owner is the dude, right? And then everything else flows from that. It's like plumbing. I worked as a plumber's apprentice. I've told you this before. And the first thing I was asked to do, we're putting a drainage in a basement, right? And it had to go down, like, the drainage goes down to the septic tank area, you know, for the plumbing, the toilet, and all that stuff, right? And so I'm digging it by hand. So we're on higher ground, and the septic tank is, you know, is probably, let's call it 20 yards away, right? I mean, it's a good far distance away. And here's what the plumber told me. He goes, the only thing you need to know about plumbing as you're digging this trench across this yard is that shit flows downhill. So make sure you've got a great angle on that down to the septic tank. You know, so by the time you get to the septic tank, you're 7-8 feet deep, and I'm hand digging this damn thing, right? It's a small trench, but it's all the way up to where the floor of the basement is for the plumbing and stuff. And ultimately, that's the way it works within an organization. If the owner does stupid stuff that creates animosity within the organization, what's the likelihood of you actually listening to the coach, right? How likely is that when you know ultimately the owner's going to make those?
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those decisions.
Larger question. Speak directly to Cowboy fans. Do they have any chance as fans to see this thing prosper as long as Jerry Jones is the general manager?
They're always going to have a chance because I think the way they're built, I think they're pretty good. You look at Dallas as an organization from a drafting standpoint. Dude, they have hit, man. Mm-hmm. Like when they draft players first, second, third round, man, they hit. I bet you their hit rate is top five in the NFL when it comes to the draft. So they do a really good job in the draft of getting players. They've done a great job of developing their players. You know, Dak Prescott was a fourth rounder. That dude is hit and he's developed. And I think he's one of those guys. Is he a first tier guy? No, but he's clearly in that second tier of guys, right? You know, if you put the first tier guys of, say, Burrow and Lamar and Josh Allen and whoever else, that next tier of guys, whatever that next tier is, you know, the Staffords of the world, yeah. Maybe like the Jalen Hurts, maybe like he's clearly in that tier of quarterbacks. So they've done a great job of drafting and developing their guys. So they're going to be good. And I think in that division, the NFC East, which is, I mean, certainly battle-tested. Philadelphia's got one of the best rosters in football. They're the world champions, and they don't look like they've lost a lot. They've lost a little, but not a lot. Obviously, Washington, what they were able to do last year, and I think their roster is better than it was a year ago. I think the Giants defensively are outstanding. So I think they're a team in the NFC East. I don't know that they win the division, but I think they're competitive to the end, and I think they're a potential, they're fighting for a wild card berth. So you get in and you've got that ability, but like Jerry's just as unintentionally his own worst enemy because he cannot shut up. He can't stop himself. He has got to be the center of attention. And like the Jimmy Johnson thing. I'm not getting enough love
right.
for what I've created. The fact that we've won three Super Bowls or two Super Bowls and you know, I got to fire Jimmy Johnson, you know, and hire Switzer. And we win a Super Bowl with Switzer. And then Jerry can't control himself.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.